Black Lives Matter is a few different things, right? So it is a political project, it's a hashtag, but it's also an international network of over 30 chapters.
Black Lives Matter is best known for protesting police violence against African Americans. Tometi says it first started on social media as a way for her and fellow co-founders to connect and grieve with the Black community following the acquittal of George Zimmerman for the death of unarmed teenager Trayvon Martin.
Malicia Garza wrote a little bit of a love note, and at the end of it, it said, Black Lives Matter. And then Patrice Cullors put a hashtag on it and started posting it in different places. And so I told them, I want to actually build out a strategy that allow for this message to go far and wide. And so that's how it began.
Tometi says she was inspired by her younger brother to help build the movement and send a positive message to his generation.
I stayed up late and I started these platforms because I was thinking about my own younger brother, how this was going to be the story of his generation. And so I wanted to be part of a project that was going to be so visceral that he would know that despite what society might say, that his life actually mattered.
Some have said the Black Lives Matter lives too much online and not enough in the Black community. But Tometi says the movement is far more than just a hashtag.
As I talk with folks about the creation of Black Lives Matter, I always want to remind folks that it's about the real human connection. It's about transformation in our own communities offline. And it's not just about, you know, a hashtag, and that hashtag is not a movement.
Black Lives Matter represents a next chapter in the civil rights movement, but it's different. It's led by women.
Women have always been part of our movements. Women have always been part of the leadership within our movements and have actually played a really critical role in actually shaping and strategizing and laying the infrastructure.
And one of the women leading the chapter in Champaign-Urbana is Evelyn Reynolds. She says she hopes that Black Lives Matter can make the promise of racial equality a reality in America.
When it comes to how we've constructed race in this country, it's time to dismantle that. It's time to live in a society where people are truly equal, to actually adhere to those democratic values that are mentioned in our Constitution. I want to see that in reality.
Tometi says to make that a reality means taking on a number of issues, and that Black Lives Matter isn't just about one thing.
This movement is bigger than police brutality, and we're very much so concerned with economic justice, educational access, women's reproductive justice. So I don't want to get us pigeonholed by thinking it's only about police brutality.
I'm Tiffany Jolly, Illinois Public Media.